This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The coats of around 20 animal species go from brown in the summer to white in the winter. Researchers are studying whether climate change is causing those animals to adapt. One of those researchers is Dr. Scott Mills. He's Associate Vice President of Research for Global Change and Sustainability at the University of Montana. He's been studying snowshoe hares. Mills says the change of coat colors in animals is driven by day length. He says animals turn white at the same time of year, regardless of whether there is snow on the ground.
And that's always worked through evolutionary time to match them to the snow. But now what we're finding is as the number of days with snow on the ground decreases, you have more and more days with these white light bulbs, these white animals hopping around or moving around on a brown, snowless background. And so we're basically using that as a system to try to ask, how well can animals adapt to that?
Adapt how? By moving perhaps farther north where there's more snow, or would the length of time where their coat changes,
right,
would that be altered?
So you can adapt in several ways. So animals can adapt by moving, or if they don't move, they can adapt in two ways. They can adapt by changing behaviors or behaving differently, or maybe changing something about their body type. Or, in this case, they could adapt through natural selection, where natural selection actually changed the timing of the coat color so that they remain brown longer into the fall and they turn brown earlier in the spring. And so all these things are possibilities, so we're throwing the kitchen sink at investigating all of them. We're using field work, we're using genetic tools, we're using computer tools, we're using captive studies, we're really trying to understand this scope for adaptation.
So have you learned anything about animal camouflage, or are you still in the early stages of this?
Yeah, we've learned a lot. We have learned that being mismatched will kill you. That is, animals that are white on brown background have a higher probability of dying. We've learned that they don't have a very, snowshoe hares at least, which has been our primary focus so far, don't have a very strong ability to avoid predation through behaviors. So they don't do things to keep themselves alive. They don't seem to recognize that they're mismatched, and they don't do things to keep themselves alive when they are mismatched. We've also started to identify the genetic basis of the coat color change.
Do you have any idea why a snowshoe hare would not recognize that it's mismatched with its environment?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's an interesting question because we know that some other species do recognize. So, for example, from other people's work, ptarmigan go from being brown to white, and they have this amazing trait where males will actually remain white even when the snow goes away until they've mated. And then after they mate, they'll literally roll around in the mud to darken themselves. So it seems as if they realize that they have to remain white to be able to find their mate. But then after that happens, then it's as if they realize that they need to turn back to brown. Snowshoe hares don't. And the thing is that to answer why, it's a complicated thing, but really it's hard to think about how natural selection would lead to a self-realization for something like coat color mismatch in a hare when it happens only a very short part of the year. Snowshoe hares don't have this strong sexual selection that ptarmigan have. So that's why we think ptarmigan are able to, they're more used to looking in the mirror, so to speak, because they're having to evaluate themselves against other males in order to find mates, whereas snowshoe hares don't have that kind of mating system.
Is the existence of any of these species threatened because of this?
As far as we know, the answer is not yet. So we can say for hares, we don't see any signal that they're declining. But we are really looking at this very carefully. We're spending a lot of time in the field measuring numbers over time so that we can see if we detect that before it happens.
So what can humans do?
Right. We know from biological first principles, we know a lot about evolution. We've learned a lot about it. And one of the things we've learned is that evolution can actually operate really fast. It can operate on ecological timescales. Animals can adapt faster than we used to think. We used to think evolution was for fossils and it would take thousands of years, but that's not true. But you have to do certain things. You have to maintain populations that are relatively large. that are connected so that genes, that adaptive genes can flow from population to population, and evolution works most quickly one stressor at a time. So what does that mean for our actions? It means that we need to work locally to maintain populations that are relatively large, that are connected, so they're not just fragmented islands, and try to reduce the other stressors that are operating on, say, animal populations. And if you do those three things, then you really allow natural selection to jump in there and potentially change the coat color of animals to adapt.
Dr. Scott Mills is researching snowshoe hares in western Montana, but he says studies into animals that go through annual coat color changes are being done around the globe. For example, scientists in Sweden are observing Arctic foxes, and researchers in Scotland are studying another species of hare. Mills was at Western Illinois University to talk about his research. He says Montana now has 10 fewer days with snow on the ground than it did 20 years ago. He says projections estimate that in the next 50 to 100 years, there will be 30 to 50 fewer days with snow on the ground. Mills says anyone who doubts that should talk to the ski industry, which he says is already planning for the change. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.